In Acts 4, 32-36, a vivid snapshot of the early Christian community highlights the remarkable spirit of unity and generosity. The believers were of one mind and soul, sharing everything they had so that there was not a needy person among them. This passage paints a picture of a community deeply committed to one another, willing to sell their possessions and land to ensure that everyone's needs were met. This communal lifestyle was a profound expression of their faith, reflecting the transformative power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Among those who exemplified this spirit of generosity was Barnabas. Originally named Joseph, he was a Levite from Cyprus who sold a field he owned and brought the money to the apostles' feet. This act of selflessness earned him the name Barnabas, meaning son of encouragement. His actions embodied the very essence of the early church's values: self-sacrifice, generosity, and a deep commitment to the community. Barnabas' example sets a high standard for others, showing that true discipleship involves not just words but also deeds that reflect a heart fully devoted to God and His people. However, the narrative takes a dramatic turn in the next chapter with the story of Ananias and Sapphira. This couple, unlike Barnabas, sold a piece of property but secretly kept back part of the proceeds while claiming to have donated the full amount to the apostles. Their deception was not merely a lie to the community, but, as Peter pointed out, a lie to the Holy Spirit. This stark contrast with Barnabas's genuine generosity serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of integrity and transparency in the Christian life. While Barnabas's actions were driven by a genuine desire to serve and encourage others, Ananias and Sapphira were motivated by a desire for recognition without the accompanying sacrifice. Their story ends tragically, as both are struck down by God for their deceit, serving as a sobering lesson to the early church about the seriousness of lying to God and attempting to deceive the community. The contrast between Barnabas and Ananias and Sapphira highlights the different motivations that can drive our actions. Barnabas's generosity was rooted in his deep faith and its desire to build up the community, while Ananias and Sapphira's actions were driven by pride and a desire for appearance over substance. This passage challenges us to examine our own hearts and motivations, encouraging us to follow Barnabas' example of sincere generosity and commitment to the well-being of others. In the end, the stories of Barnabas and Ananias and Sapphira serve as powerful reminders of the values that should guide our lives as followers of Christ: authenticity, generosity, and a heart that seeks to honor God in all things. Blessings.